Nadarim Perek Tes Mishnah Dalid 9:4. Another of Rebbe Meir's, I'll call them leniencies. Va'od Amreb Meir. Poschen lo min ha'kasav shebetorah. We could find a mitzvah, what's written in the Torah, and that could be the Pesach. Va'omrim lo. We could say to the guy, let's say, for example, this guy took a neder against, you know, his next-door neighbor because he didn't like him, because the next neighbor was mean to him yesterday and wouldn't let him, I don't know, park in a spot or something. So the point is, we would say to the guy who took the neder, Ilu ha'isi yodea. Now, if you knew, she'ata over alo sikam v'alo sitor, you're over the isuri deraisa of taking nakama and natira. Those are, the pasuk says, the same pasuk that says v'afil recha kamocha, says you can't take nakama, which is a revenge. So the classic textbook is, yesterday the guy wouldn't lend you his shovel, so today you say, well, I'm not lending you my shovel today because you wouldn't lend me one yesterday. That's classic nakama, you're taking revenge, which is, of course, analogous to taking a debt against the guy because he wouldn't let you park in a spot or something, whatever the story is. And natira is when you actually lend the guy the shovel, but you say, look at me, I'm not like you. Yesterday you wouldn't lend me the shovel, but today, and even though you didn't lend it to me, I'm lending it to you. So you see that he's sort of harboring this grudge. That's natira. The word notera is like to guard. So he's harboring, guarding this grudge inside of him. The point is, if a person would take a netter against somebody in retaliation for what he did, so then that would be both natira, because obviously he's bearing a grudge, and nakama, taking revenge, and that would be a lav. So we'd say to the guy, would you have made that neder if you realized that you're over the Isuri Deraisa? And says Reb Meir, if he says, I wouldn't have, that's sufficient Pesach. Not the same as, like we saw in the first mission of the Perek, that he's like honoring, afraid of, like, you know, covet Hashem, because not talking about Hashem in general, it's one particular mitzvah. And similarly says the Mishnah, V'alo sisna es achicha bilvavecha. There's a law in the Torah to hate your fellow Jew, and obviously that's a reflection of you being sown to him if you're taking a neder that he shouldn't get benefit from you. Or v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, another one of the Targ mitzvahs. Of course, the mitzvah to want the best for your fellow Jew, and obviously you don't want the best for him if you're taking a neder against him. V'chei achicha imach. This is a little different. This is there's a mitzvah to support your fellow Jew in the event that he becomes impoverished. And Mishnah says, Shem ya'ani, maybe he's going to become impoverished. Ve'enata yachol lefarnaso, and you wouldn't be able to support him because you took a neder against him. So if the Chacham or the Bezdin says, if you would have taken that into consideration at the time, that you'd be either violating or potentially violating a mitzvah d'oraisa, would you still have done it? And if he says, Amar ilo ha'isi yodea shukein, if the person who took the neder says, if I'd have known that, lo ha'isi no there, I wouldn't have taken the neder. So then says the Mishnah, Hare ze mutar. So then he's released from his vow because that is a legitimate Pesach. Indeed, that's what Meir says, and that is the halacha, that even this would be a legitimate Pesach.